Welcome to a special Mother's Day celebration on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Gloria Copeland, Terry Copeland Pearsons, and Kelly Copeland Swisher as they reveal the unchanging love of our Heavenly Father and how that love is planted into a mother's heart.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kelly Copeland Swisher, and we are so thrilled to be here together with you on Mother's Day.
Yes,
what a wonderful day. I'm joined by my sister, Terry Copeland Pearsons, and my beautiful, beautiful mother, Gloria.
Thank you, Kelly.
Copeland.
Thank you.
We are here to pay honor and tribute to our mothers, to talk about love, to talk about faith. And it's really a blessing to me to be able to sit here with my beautiful sister and my beautiful mother, who are such wonderful mothers.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, I was just thinking about that and about mothers, and we have a lot of really good mothers in our life. We've been blessed, lots of wonderful examples of mothers. But I think one of the greatest tributes I can pay to you is that I can see what a great mother Kelly is. And I think good mothers come from having good mothers.
You and Kelly are both good examples.
Oh, well,
and I have a good mother. I just want to wish my mother a happy Mother's Day.
Ma dear.
Ma dear is so precious, so supportive of us all for all those years. She used to take care of Kelly and John, Terry, and we were gone. She'd take care of them and see to us, and we really appreciate having a good mother. Hallelujah.
That can be such a life-changing thing. You know, there's so many, you know, when you have you're young or old or whatever, and you have your first child, no matter what age you are, somehow having a child changes everything.
Yes,
perspective, life, what you think about things. And people can feel like at a loss, I think, sometimes when they first become a mother. But I just would encourage you to find some good mothers. A wonderful place to find great mothers is in the church. You can
That's
have
right.
spiritual mothers. Look at women who were successful in raising their family, and listen to what they have to say.
Right.
There's so many godly women that are writing books and telling you how to walk in love. We've done a whole week of broadcasts, which you can go to kcm.org and listen to the things that God has shown us, because you can watch another woman mother her children, and who's godly, and you can gain so much insight by listening to the things that the Lord has shown her, and then go exercise that. Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." So that's a great thing to keep in mind where mothers are concerned. I know I've had the blessing of so many wonderful mothers in my life. I've watched you. I watched Maldir. I've watched you. Let me say this before we get into the meat of the word today. You just were such an example to me of walking in the fruit of the Spirit.
Well, thank you, Kelly. That just blesses me so much.
You know, when I think about fruit, there's a lot of people there's a lot of warning in people that have all of those things in them, but it lies dormant. And the fruit's not actually fruit till it shows up on the outside. But I could see those things in you growing up. I could see your patience. I could see your love. I could...
We know because we tried it.
Yeah.
Just see how far it could...
It was pretty extensive, wasn't it?
Yes.
I know we tried your patience, but...
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You were tried and found to be just right. And
most
I'm blessed and honored to have grown up under your motherhood.
Thank you, dear. I appreciate that
very much.
You two girls have been excellent mothers. You've raised good children. You know, you got good results, too.
Yep.
You walked in love. You raised your kids on the Word of God. They all turned out obedient.
Amen.
Every one of them. What a blessing.
Hey, you know what? We haven't mentioned either that we're starting on a new generation.
That's right.
Do
I get to make the announcement?
Yeah, I think you should.
Well, it's Mother's Day, but I've got two, not one, but two grandbabies coming. Jeremy and his wife Sarah expecting in the merry month of May, and then Cody and Aubrey are expecting in September, and we're just waiting for the rest of them to get in line here.
How about that?
Kelly's kids, we got one of them married, and we're wanting to get the others get on with it. So we are blessed to see yet another generation
Amen.
Of faith coming up, and
that's
it really
right.
is the truth. Our kids really do love God and serve God, and it's a blessing of the Lord. It's by the grace of God. I think that it's not by anything that we can say we've done apart from Him.
No.
It's just what God has done by our partnership with Him. And that's available to anybody.
That's
Some
true.
People, you know, there's situations they might look at us and say, yeah, but you have this, or you have money, or you have, if we had your situation, we could do it. Well, we know people in our situation that aren't doing
we
it.
Didn't always.
No, we didn't
always. We weren't
always
in this situation.
No, we weren't.
Either.
And there were times when, we could tell stories all day.
Yeah.
Of things where we had to believe God. I didn't have money in the bank, or didn't have gas in the tank, or all kinds of things that God has brought us through faithfully. But
the point is
it isn't us, it's God in us and us partnering with Him.
Yes,
and
right.
faith will work. Love works. Faith works. The Word works for anybody. It is not intimidated by the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you partner with Him, you won't be intimidated by it either.
That's
you
true.
Might have a husband that's very difficult or doesn't know God, or maybe a wife that doesn't know God, or maybe your parents was dysfunctional family. Maybe you're a single mother. Who knows? Maybe you've got a lot of kids. Maybe you both lost your job. The maybes could go on and on and on.
That's right.
But it still comes back to faith knows no boundaries, has no limits, and is not intimidated by anybody's
That's
situation.
Right.
It only sets out to accomplish the blessing of God.
The blessing. Make, the blessing.
Make any difference what the situation
Amen.
Is. The Word of God works.
Your circumstances don't change the Word. But
no.
the Word will change your circumstances. And that's what's so powerful about deciding, you know, for a mother to decide, I will walk in love. I will let God in this house. It's
That's
very,
right.
doesn't matter family. What the house is like, you let God in there, and it just takes one
That's right.
to let God in. You let Him in there, and He will partner with you and change the circumstances.
That's right.
He's a great partner.
And you know, you might come from a totally dysfunctional family, but then there's you. And you've got the blessing on you if you go to the Word of God and you find out what God says and you begin to do it. The blessing will be manifest on you, and you can change your family's, maybe not their history, but you can change the next generation for good and to serve the Lord. And so don't ever be afraid to think, well, I haven't had that in the past, but now I'm going to follow God, and I'm going to receive the blessing, and it'll manifest.
Dysfunctional families, the Bible is full of them.
It's true.
Think about it.
You have extremely dysfunctional.
Isaac and Ishmael, Abraham, Isaac, and
Jacob,
and so you have Jacob and Esau, and then you have Joseph and his brothers, and they're all plotting against each other and living.
There's hope for all of our
I'm telling you,
families.
It's a mess. And yet, out of that came the 12 tribes of Israel and the plan of God and Jesus.
What God can do.
What God can do.
And He only needs
with
one.
Him. He just
in
needs
a household
one. Just one.
To make things go his
Just
way.
One. But that one does need to invite Him in. And yield to Him and go with God. Honey used to say that.
Amen,
she
said,
go with God, honey.
Praise
you know, I
God.
Think sometimes people look at us and they're like, yeah, but you can call Kenneth Copeland when you get in trouble, or you're Kenneth Copeland's family. But it doesn't make it.
You call Jesus when you get in
well,
trouble.
Well, yeah, but what if you call Kenneth Copeland? What happens when you call Dad for advice? He tells us the same thing that he tells y'all
That's
on
right.
the broadcast.
That's right.
We just
no
get
inside
personal.
Get on your faith.
Have faith in God.
Have
we
faith
get
in
the
God.
Same.
Amen.
It's the same. So,
exactly
and
the
Word
same.
Works. You know, I've had people.
Except we can get in trouble along with it sometimes.
Well, that's true. He might be a little more stern with us. But, you know, I've had people say, you know, we should get your parents to address this situation. Or can you which I usually don't try to get y'all to address specific things or tell you what to preach, but they want, you know, well, I'm in this situation, or we're retired and our nest egg's gone and your parents never address that. Or, I mean, I've heard that over different, whatever situation
it is.
In other
words, like, my situation is different, so I need a different
message. I need another
message.
Word.
I need something different about that.
And, you know, I think
we've all felt that way.
We have felt that way. And I think I've sat in meetings and I've thought, Dad, please preach about such and such, or please address my issue, or please call out, you know, deliverance to my situation. And, you know, nothing changes. You've got the circumstances, but nothing changes about what you need to do. We still do the Word. We walk in love. We walk in faith, and we win. And God works out our circumstances. That's really not even our responsibility to work out our circumstances. If we get in and do things His way, He can get in our circumstance, partner with us, and fix them. And then all we have to do is just do what He tells us to do. And the thing Jesus said was, our commandment was to love God. And if we love Him, then we'll obey Him. So that's our part.
Love one another.
And to love one another. And then He didn't just say that. He said, He went, put His love in us. I wanted to read 1 John 4 to you today. Verse 13 says, I mean, we could read the whole thing. 11 says we ought to love one another. Well, okay, we'll start there. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, and He said He sent us His Son, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and His love is brought to full expression in us. I think that's a great mother scripture. Like we said, you may be the only one that wants to have things change. That's okay. You walk in love, and God's love will be brought to full expression in your house. I just love that. And God has given us His Spirit as proof that we live in Him and He in us. Furthermore, we've seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. How did people testify to that? By us walking in love, bringing that full expression into our home, into our earth, and people see that, oh, God gave His Son. We're the testimony of that. And all who confess that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them.
Praise
and
Jesus.
They live in God. All. So you may be thinking, well, I just don't have that kind of love. No, this says all who confess that Jesus is the Son of God have God and His love living in them. That's all we need. We just need to let it come out.
That's right. This says, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. I'm telling you, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you need to make a change. Because when we're born in the natural, we're born with the spirit of sin and death that's passed on from Adam. But when we make Jesus the Lord of our lives, we get born over again.
Amen.
Isn't that a great thing? And that is available for anybody. And the scripture says this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Our faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior overcomes the world. And before we leave the air today, we're going to pray with you that prayer. Our faith, your faith in Jesus overcomes the world. What do we do? What did Ken and I do? Well, we didn't know anything much about the Word. So all we knew was to just turn to the Lord and ask Him for help. And I did not know even about being born again. And God saw to me and got me born again just by myself with a Bible in the house. I got born again. And if you're believing for your children and other members of your family, just double up. Just double up on your faith. God's ready. Pray for them and believe God for them. And let's have in this next, say, 12 months, 1 year from now, let's have some testimonies about miraculous salvations. Because God wants to save your family. He wants to save you if you're not saved. Get you born again. How do you do that? You just make Jesus the Lord of your life. Amen. Say, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I said to the Lord, not knowing what else to say, I said, take my life and do something with it. And he did.
And you know, our grandmother, Vanetta, wrote a little word in the front of the Bible, and that was enough for your life to change.
Yeah.
And how blessed. Right. People might think, well, I just don't know anything. But people now are so blessed. There's information literally at your fingertips.
That's right.
We've got how to walk in faith, how to walk in love, how to study the Bible, how to. And on our internet, kcm.org, there's just so much. And you can watch it 24 hours a day on TV. People are expounding the Word of God.
But you don't have to know it all.
No.
All you need to know is just make
much.
Them. Just
the next step.
Just do something with what you do know.
The next step.
And God will meet you there.
He's a partner.
He's a partner. And you know, we're praying for our partners.
Yes.
Our staff prays for our partners.
Yes.
And you just do what's right in front of you. You've heard enough just in this little talk that we've had to get you started. Just trust God. Open your Bible, read it, pray, say, God, do something with this mess.
Yes.
And He is faithful.
You know, that's what I prayed almost. I didn't know anything, but Ken's mother had written an inscription in his Bible, and it said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Well, I had married Ken, who had no money and a lot of debt. I was in a house with a rollaway bed, a rented rollaway bed, a coffee table Ken made in shop, and a black and white television that was this big, but the picture was about this big. That's what I had. And I saw that inscription in the front of that Bible. And I never had heard the gospel, really. I'd been raised in another situation. And I thought, hey, I can do this. And all I said to the Lord that day was, take my life and do something with it. And He did. Hallelujah.
That's
and
all the
He
door
wants
he needed,
you
isn't
and
it?
He wants your life. And so I'm encouraging you right now, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, say, Lord, just take my life and do something with it. And you'll be amazed. We'll be right back.
To walk in love, it's there. It's solid and it's there. They have it. And so as they're getting bombarded, as they grow up, they're going to be able to know. They're going to say, oh, wait, I learned that. This is a choice I'm going to make. Instead of lashing out, I'm going to walk in love. And so they have the foundation, and it's so important.
You know, it has to come from the parent. The parent shows the love of Christ for the children.
Unconditionally.
Unconditionally, right. That's just it, unconditionally.
The way God loves us.
God has a good plan for families. His ways keep singles secure, marriages strong, children safe, and relationships prospering. The Family of Faith package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries is a practical, word-based resource to help you build your home on the solid foundation of God's Word. Family Promises by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland arms you with God's scriptural truths that help you stand strong for your family. Protecting Your Family in Dangerous Times by Kelly Copeland Swisher removes the fear and lets you know God is there for you no matter what the circumstance. Grace of a Godly Woman by Terry Copeland Pearsons equips you to handle all that you're facing with God's grace and strength. And Hannah's Miracle Child by Marty Copeland brings inspiration to those believing for children. You can have the relationships and family you've always dreamed of. Take hold of God's promises and have faith in God. Order your Family of Faith package for just $19. This package contains material that is sure to help you overcome many of life's challenges and enjoy lasting relationships in every area of your life. For 48-hour processing, order Family of Faith package online at kcm.org. You may also call or write to us today. For these and other KCM products, go to www.kcm.org.
When I was
21, I walked away from the Lord, just went out in the world and I got myself into all kinds of trouble and made things considerably worse for myself. I was babysitting some my boyfriend's children at the time, and I woke up one morning and I realized it was Sunday and that they needed to go to church. And I remember the service started and Pastor George started giving words of knowledge and words of wisdom to people, and he stopped right in front of me and then he spoke, and so I looked up and he was talking to me, and he said, are you having a problem with loneliness? And I burst into tears, and so I started crying, and he said, Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And just then, something broke off me, and I got delivered of whatever it was that had pulled me away from him in the first place. We decided to break up before I found out I was pregnant, because I had started moving towards the Lord, and he was moving the other direction, and so we knew neither one of us wanted to go the same direction the other one was going, and so we just said, well, then let's just break it off. I wasn't a person who succeeded at things regularly, and so I knew the only way that this was going to be successful was if I leaned on him and got his help. And of all the things in my life, that was one thing I did not want to mess up. When my daughter was born, I just remember looking at her and being totally just fascinated and overwhelmed. So it just made me realize I have to depend on God. But so much of it, I was just clueless what to do, and I was really broke. I didn't have a good job. I didn't have family around. So all these pressures were on me, and I was trying to be a good parent. When she was about one year old, she put on some high heels of mine, and she was walking around the house. And she looks at me, and she goes, I walked in your shoes, Mommy. I walk in your shoes. And like it was a word from God out of her mouth. And I just looked at her, and I literally almost passed out because I thought, oh my gosh, she's really going to walk in my shoes. She's going to. And so I haven't always focused as much on, okay, how do I do this? How do I do this? I go, okay, first I have to have my own walk in line. And then God will show me how to lead her. But if I'm not walking, but I'm trying to get her to walk, what is she? She's not going to believe it. And it's just going to seem like a religious duty that you do. I've known a lot of single moms over the years to say, well, I'm a single mom, so this. I'm a single mom, so that. And I've said it, and I stopped saying it a few years ago because he promised that he would be my husband. And so I can't live my life with following the same fate as a single mom, because in this world, I'm a single mom, but in his kingdom, he's my husband. And so So my outcome is different than what it would be if I was just a single mom. Once I understood that I had control over the anxiety, that I could walk in faith no matter what the anxiety was saying, then I could hear from God when he spoke to me. And so it was about the same time that he told me he was going to give me a house the following year. It just kept growing in me the rest of the year. He spoke to me in August of 2004, so the rest of that year it kept growing in me. January 5th, my daughter and I were getting ready for school, and I said, Christy, you know God's gonna give us a house. And she's like, yeah, all right. I was like, he's gonna give us a house this year. She's like, oh, okay. Like, I don't even think she paid much attention. And then later that day, the lady who had been my case manager at Cornerstone called me and said, do you wanna buy the first house that we're building? And I just got chills all over me. I was like, even though I knew that it was real, there was not a single doubt in my mind that I was getting a house. Still, the manifestation, I was like, oh Lord, you really did it. Like, what was neat about it is they had already started construction on the house. So the floor plan was all laid out. And so they said, do you wanna go walk through it? So I said, sure. So when I went, it had 3 bedrooms and a front porch and a back porch. And it was exactly what, that was in a prayer that my daughter and I had prayed when she was about 3, that God would give us a 3-bedroom house with a front porch and a back porch.
Sweet little Deborah Murray, I tell you, we have known Deborah for a long time, but I remember Deborah when she was parking cars in valet, one of the hotels downtown, and she was always sweet. We'd see her year after year, and just watching her and then looking up, and there she was in our church. But the thing about Deborah was she was not moved by her circumstances. She kept her eyes on the Lord, and wasn't moved or intimidated by how thin things seemed. She stayed with it, 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 stayed with it. And little by little, but surely, God has brought her out. And she's a beautiful daughter. She's on staff with us now. And she is a great blessing to all of us in our church and our team. And so I thank God for what He's done for Deborah Murray and her family.
Amen. 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 Well, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you should do it today. If you haven't done it, do it now. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Tell him what I told him. Take my life and do something with it. I had no idea what he would do or that he would do anything like he's done and put me in the ministry. But, you know, God's got a plan for you, and you don't want to miss that plan. Now that you've made that decision, you want to stay in the obedience mode and believe him and ask him, what do you want me to do? What have you got for me? So we want to give you some things to help you. This is a little pamphlet on how to study the Bible. That'll help you. And this is what some of the things that is in your salvation package. You have a salvation package from heaven, and things belong to you. We have a gift for all you mothers. It's an absolutely free gift. It's full of the wisdom of God, called Hidden Treasures, Abundant Living, in the book of Proverbs. It is full of good things. We want to send it to you absolutely free. If you'll let us know, we'll get it to you. And the wisdom of God can change everything when it's manifest in your life. It's a practical book for living every day in victory. Hallelujah. It comes from the Bible. You know, make the Bible your great study for the rest of our lives and your life. We're going to stay in the Word of God because that's what keeps our thinking straight. That's what brings healing and light into our eyes and our ears and our body and our circumstances. God wants you well, and He wants you prosperous. Hallelujah. So let us know if you'd like to have this free book. We'll send it to you. Thank you, Terry and Kelly. Y'all did a great job.
Thank you. We missed Marty this week.
We did.
But she was on assignment.
Yes.
With the Lord. So next time maybe we can have her back with us. But I believe she's a good mother too.
She's a great mother.
Precious ones. And she's helping the rest of us raise John, and we're still thankful for that.
And happy Mother's Day to you.
Yes. And to you.
And to you.
And to you.
And happy Mother's Day to you.
Have a wonderful Mother's Day. We love you. God loves you, and that's what's important. And we're here for you. If you need prayer or help, just give us a call, and somebody's going to minister life and help to you.
Love.
Even today, if you feel like you need to talk to somebody, call. There will be somebody here to minister to you. We love you, and remember this, Jesus is Lord.
For a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory, go to kcm.org. Remember to request your free Mother's Day gift, Hidden Treasures by Gloria Copeland. For faster processing, request yours online. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days.